Hey, what's up? It's another episode of ZCast, episode 2 with Steve
and Andy.
And so we hope you enjoyed our first podcast last week. We're the newbies in the business, but you know what? We don't give a fuck.
We have laid back conversations.
That's right. We make it people friendly, so you feel like you're sitting right next to us having a chat. Nothing's too
Come on, guys. Lick the kitty. Everybody's doing it.
What the fuck just happened, dude? What the fuck just happened? Somebody said, lick the kitty. Everybody's doing it.
That's some haunted shit.
No, you know what that was from? I think that was from our our YouTube channel, TVN TV, our new trending called Kitty Licking. I ain't going to tell you about it. You're going to have to go subscribe and watch it. But
spontaneous humor.
Yeah. I mean, that shit was just like popped in there. All of a sudden, I'm talking. It's like, you can't want everybody is doing it. Kitty licking.
That shit was not fixed at all. It just happened.
Yeah, it was. It just happened. It was funny, though, so we're going to keep it in there.
Poltergeist Radio in the morning.
Right. Live on ZCast. Cares. So, you know, it's getting closer and closer to February 8th, bro. And you know what that means? February 8th? That's the premiere of Walking Dead. You know, everybody's fucking waiting for that. I'm waiting for it. Are you waiting for it?
Sure, yeah.
You know you're waiting for it.
Get my binge going beforehand.
Yeah. We brushed up. They've been playing the whole pretty much all episodes, you know, one through now, you know, before the season ended. And we just caught up on everything.
The ones I missed were at like 3 or 4 in the morning, so I'd be like, don't know if I could stay up.
Well, I get home from work about 3:30, so I had no choice. I was up.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, February 8th, I can't wait. They left it. You know, I'm spoiler alert, so if you're not caught up on the season, plug your fucking ears. But the last episode, they shot Beth, man. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, shit.
They blew Beth's head, like, a big-ass hole in her head, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, it was...
That's graphic.
It was pretty bad. You know, the Rick... You know, Rick and the head cop at the hospital, they, you know, made provisions, I guess, for a trade. And so they traded, and then she wanted her two police officers back for Beth and Carol. Okay? Mm-hmm. That was the original agreement. Well, they get to the fucking hospital, they get up to the floor, they get up to the, you know, to the head cop there, lady, chick, Dawn, and they swap. Well, you think it's going to be the end, and they're going to leave, and everything's cool. Dawn turns around, she's like, well, now I just need Noah. And Rick's like, no, that wasn't part of the deal. And Noah's like, no, I'll go back. You know what I mean? He didn't want to start any bullshit. But, so he ends up walking back, and you think everything's cool, and it's like, you know, Beth runs up to Noah, and she starts hugging him, and she's like, no, you don't have to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes to Dawn, goes to walk away, then goes to stab Dawn, and Dawn has, like, a quick fucking, like, reflex, grabs her gun from her hip and just shoots her in her fucking head, dude. Like, jeez. I'm talking matter of seconds it happens. You're like, oh, my God.
Holy crap.
You know? It's crazy. And then that's... And then next you know it, Daryl fucking blows her head off. Like Dawn, like shoots her right in the fucking head. Like quick, because he's so pissed. And then the ending is Daryl carrying Beth outside the hospital. Then Maggie sees her, falls to the floor, and starts screaming, crying.
Oh my God.
So that's how they ended it, dude. That's how they ended it.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I can't.
I mean, it sucks that she died, but that's just an awesome way to end it. I mean,
yeah, no, it's
lots
it's,
of people are like wanting more.
Exactly,
it's a cliffhanger.
Exactly,
obviously.
It sucked if you're watching it. You were like, no, I want more. Right. You know, you don't want to wait till February 8th, but it's almost upon us, so we
count
will.
Counting down the days.
Yeah, I'm counting down the fucking seconds, bro. But that's on The Walking Dead, and. Once again, I will be at the Walker Stalker Con. I'm trying to get to San Francisco on January 31st this month. Don't know if I'm going to make it there. Definitely going to be at Chicago. Definitely going to be at Orlando. And I'm trying to make Dallas. I just had my team leader email me saying that she really wants us back. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I got to figure out funds. And, you know, I'll hopefully be heading out there. So if you want to see me out there... I'll be volunteering with the celebrities.
Really fun experience.
Yeah, Andy was there.
I'll go to another one, too. I just don't know which location.
you'll go to any you want I tell you to go to. No, he had fun. But, yeah, Walker Stalker Con. It's Eric and James, the Walker Stalkers. They started it. They were just fans who visited the set and turned that into a podcast. Hey, right. Podcast. And talked about The Walking Dead and ended up turning it into a Walker Stalker convention. And it's going on, I think, 2 years right now.
It's spreading. It's doing good.
Yeah, it's doing really good.
Very successful.
But, yeah, that's what's going on in the world of Walking Dead. What do we got? Anything in the news? Upcoming? Past? This year? Past year?
Well, in our last episode, we were talking about movies coming out. And now, I would actually like to talk about movies that already came out.
Okay.
That people like. You know, we'll give some reviews on some movies that we've seen. A couple of these on the list I've seen before, and I like them. I think they're very entertaining. Last year, a movie called ABCs of Death 2 came out. That's the sequel to ABCs of Death, which wasn't so bad. You know, each little short, you know, all the way from A to Z. And
now is that where they take the alphabet letter and they find a way to kill you with that letter, right? Something that has to do with that letter.
Yeah, starts or with the name of the story. Yet.
Okay, I just want to make sure, clarify that for
everybody. And it's different producers, different directors.
Now, each director has a specific letter they got to do, right?
Yeah, and each short could be about 2 minutes long. Each short could be about, you know, 8 minutes long.
I've seen first and second. I like the second one better than the first
one. The second one was better than the first. The first one was very... It was graphic and everything, but some of them were just plain stupid, yeah.
What did you think of the one on ABC's 2 where the bug, the claymation...
Oh, that was awesome.
That, like, cockroach-looking thing?
That reminded me of, like, a Tool video.
That reminded me of David Firth.
David Firth, yeah, definitely.
You know, Spoelsbury Toast Boy and shit like that. Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. When I first seen it, I was like, yo, that is fucking trippy.
Just good fashion fun, you know? You're watching it and you're thinking, no matter who you are, you could be the most sober person in the world.
That shit's still
trippy. Watch that shit, it's psychedelic. Like, you're doing acid.
It is. So that's ABC's of Death 2. What else did we have this past year?
An off movie to The Conjuring, Annabelle. About the...
I haven't seen that yet.
The doll. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen mixed reviews. Some say it's good. Some say it's bad. I personally like The Conjuring. I really like that movie. It was good old-fashioned horror.
That was a good movie,
good scares, yeah.
But people said they didn't like Annabelle.
Some of the scenes were CGI'd, but not too much.
Right.
Like, I mean, I didn't like the whole ghost above the bed thing that was scary and everything. But it just looked like as if someone were lifting some kind of dummy.
Yeah.
You know, and then they CGI'd it. But it's just not, that's not appealing to me. I like seeing the ghost, but, like, from a quick point of view to the point where your imagination spreads.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, there's a point where you can do good CGI, and then there's a point where you're doing CGI for shit, and people can tell automatically it's just bullshit.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I like the old-fashioned way, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You can add a little CGI, and it'll be entertaining, but if it just looks like it came from an actual animated movie rather than...
I think that's why I always, you know, was it gravitized or whatever the fucking
gravitational
word is. Gravitational got pulled my ass towards zombies and like gross shit because that... Okay, yeah, you CGI certain stuff like stabbings and stuff to the head, but that's straight up makeup.
It really is.
You know, Greg Nicotero, a fucking hell of a makeup artist. You know, I met him. Cool fucking dude. You know what I mean? Straight up cool. Him, George Romero, you know, those are the pioneers. Those guys do makeup. So you can shoot them live on camera. You don't have to CGI anything. Unless it's, like I said, you know, stabbings to the head or cutting off
limbs.
They've
done some amazing work.
But I'm talking, you cannot beat regular makeup. CGI. I'm down with special effects makeup.
Because if you shoot someone in the head and you see all this shit happen and you're just, like, looking at the zombie and... You know, do you want it to be realistic?
Right.
You don't want it to look as if you're playing a video game, which is nice and everything, but if you're going to make it realistic, then you're going to, you know, have that person's point of view.
Right, exactly.
I like it.
But, yeah, so Annabelle got shitty reviews this year.
Was it
mixed?
Yeah, 50-50? I might see it sometime. You know, I know people who've seen it who said they didn't really like it as much as The Conjuring.
Yeah.
But
I definitely won't buy it.
It's been done before, you know, Chucky.
Yeah.
But since it's loosely based off a true story, you know, and I do mean loosely
really
based.
Really loosely.
Very yeah. loosely based, yeah.
Well, fuck Annabelle. I give it 2 thumbs down, but I haven't seen it yet, so.
Shit happens, you never know. Here's along the lines of children's horror. It's an Australian movie called The Babadook.
Oh, yo, I watched that shit. That was a good fucking movie. Did you watch
it? Yeah, very good movie.
The Babadook. Yo, that shit was like
scary. The storybook freaked me out. It freaked me out watching it. All those pop-ups.
Yeah.
That was just amazing work. Like, they made that book by themselves. That just the work on the book.
Yeah, I know. That shit looked like really good, yeah.
Yeah, it was
the mother scared the shit out of me because she's one of those characters that, you know, plays like the pussy type person role, like she was a wuss at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden with this Babadook shit, she gets possessed and this motherfucking bitch is just telling her kid, eat shit.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
She's like, why don't you fucking kill yourself? This little boy who's like, what, 11? Exactly. 10?
You could tell, too, the tension in the movie spreads and you see looks on her face and her emotions. So you think that she is getting really stressed out with this Babadook and the loss of sleep she's had. It's just, she feels like she's going into insanity.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to bring her son down with her, but her son happens to be there all the time, so... Yeah. He's a really fucking annoying kid, though.
He does, yeah, he does get pretty fucking annoying on there. Like, kids, I tell him to go eat shit myself.
Kids are pretty annoying, you know, sometimes. That kid
not
really,
sometimes.
Really
I have 3 of them, and they're fucking annoying. I'm telling you, they're really fucking annoying. Like, every time we try to do something, it's all I hear them is argue, yell, scream, fight. They just can't ever just play
it's
together.
It's all part
nice.
Of being kids, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I know. I can't fucking stand them sometimes. I
get
love
them, to watch
but I can't
zombie
stand
shit.
Them.
They
do. We got them into zombies and shit, so.
Hell yeah.
I'm not one of those parents that shelter your children. You know, oh, don't watch that. Oh, don't watch that. You gotta. It's the real fucking world, you know what I mean?
Right.
You gotta expose them to it.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
So the Babadook, I give that fucking like
thumbs
5
up.
Thumbs up.
That was,
that was a good,
good
movie. Yeah. Recommend Babadook. Babadook. Yeah.
And that was also, you know, they used CGI in it, but not too much.
No,
know?
It was still a good movie. I liked it. What else we got going?
There's a movie kind of like Mirrors, but much better. Oculus. One of those movies that does not have a happy ending.
Did you just say that? Did you like Oculus?
Okay.
Honestly, did you like Oculus?
Did you like it better than Mirrors?
I liked Mirrors better.
I don't know. I liked Mirrors, but I thought I just...
Come on, man. Mirrors got Kiefer Sutherland in that
I know,
shit,
but
man.
You can't help but think Jack Bauer and, like,
yeah, I think... But you know what the fucking scary part of that movie was? Was when Amy Smart... Was in the bathtub with her fucking jaw, dude.
Yeah, that was...
That was some nasty, scary shit. Like, that shit gave me nightmares for, like,
that's
3
true.
Nights after.
But I liked Oculus because I've been looking online that...
That's
like,
a hard spill to swallow, bro. I don't know. I don't... Everybody pumped it up. I didn't like it. I thought it was
I
really...
I think that's why you didn't like it was because everybody pumped it up.
I don't think I liked it because I liked the Mirrors.
That's,
it's either you're
true.
One or the other.
That's true. Well, I liked it only because I liked... what was going on? There was separation between insanity and real life.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, if you were to be going through something like that, where it killed your parents, you know, that's the first thing you would do. But the ending was fucking terrible.
But yeah, why go to the cops and be like, it was the mirror?
I don't know.
And not think that. And not think that. They're going to push you in a mental fucking institute. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, sir, it was the mirror? Let's go check it out. You know what I mean? Come on. They could have made us. It could have been. Okay, let me put you this way. I loved Mirrors. Not just because Kiefer, but it was a good movie to me. This Oculus, it could have been done way better.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The reason why I liked it was because of the insanity part where you kind of were on the ride with them, with each character.
Right.
You know, it felt like a roller coaster ride because each time they would go to the mirror or use their equipment on the mirror, it showed them things that really weren't happening, but
right.
in their head it was happening.
Right.
You know, that's kind of messed up. It's like a really messed up dream that you can't escape.
Exactly. No, I agree, but I don't know. I'm a Mirrors fan, and so I give it 2 thumbs down. I know Andy gives it 2 thumbs up, so.
It's all good. Well, On to the next movie. I don't know if you've ever seen The Purge.
Yeah, I like The Purge.
It wasn't too bad. I liked it. The Purge Anarchy came out. That, I thought, was kind of a step up from The Purge. And got into a realistic point of view, according to the people. Not only were they inside a house, but they got out of the house. So they're around traveling the city with these crazy motherfuckers out there. And, like, if I saw someone, you know, chasing me with something, like a machete, or even that guy with the machine gun in the truck in the second Purge, well, you know, that kind of shit's fucking insane. I'd be running my ass off.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how fat I am, I'd lose some motherfucking weight. You know?
Yeah, Purge Anarchy, it was a okay movie. Yeah. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. It reminded me of a Hostel.
That's true. All these movies, they're coming out with, you know, they got the whole torture genre. You know, it's like a subgenre.
Yeah, but spoiler alert, they have old people bidding on motherfuckers to kill.
They do.
Hostile, dude. Yeah. That's hostile all the fucking way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's been done before.
It has.
You know,
and I did hate that bitch. I couldn't wait for her to die.
That Richie bitch, yeah.
Old wrinkly fucking bitch.
I don't know. I mean, I guess for me, I sort of give it a one thumbs up, one thumbs down type deal. I don't know about you.
I'm the same with that. You know, I agree with everything pretty much that you're saying about the movie. It's true. It has been done before. It's a little unoriginal. What I did like about it was that they actually got a view of the town, and they were, or not the town, the city, wherever they were in. And then, you know, they got to see the psychopaths instead of the psychopaths coming to them.
Right, right. You know? I think my favorite part, it's pretty cheesy, but my favorite part was when the guy went to go kill the guy that killed his son and had a change of heart.
Yeah.
You know, because you're thinking that he left and he killed the dude, but then you see the dude walking out. Spoiler alert. You know.
He was kind of the badass hero, too. You know?
Yeah, he saved him.
Yeah.
You know, so that was my favorite part, because you're like thinking, okay, if I was in this dude's shoes, he killed my son, I'd want to fucking kill this guy.
That's true.
You know, but he's thinking to himself, there's already enough fucking killing going on. The guy apologized, he was so sorry, you know, he didn't mean it, you know.
He could have done his own thing, he could have ran away, but no, he wanted to save those people. Mm-hmm. You know?
So I think saving him at the end sort of made his, I'm sorry, really heartfelt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
like, he
was
good heart.
Yeah, and like, he was truly really sorry for doing it. So, you know, that was my favorite cheesy ass part of the movie. So, I give that one a thumbs up, thumbs down, because it was good, but it was played. It was already done.
That's Hostile. True.
Sorry.
That's true.
You know,
one of our favorites that came out, Tusk.
Kevin Smith.
I liked the fact that it was, you know, he went towards the horror comedy, which was, you know, successful. There were a couple of jokes here and there that I liked. Especially Michael Parks going insane during that part. That was freaking, his laugh will forever haunt my dreams.
Oh, at the table?
Yeah, that's just so psychotic seeing him do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were disappointed in this movie because they thought that it was going to be dark.
They thought it was going to be dark. They wanted more detail to it. Like, the fact that all you saw was, you know, bloody instruments.
Right.
But it opened up your imagination. It's one of those movies that opens up your imagination like reading a book.
Right, and that's where he was going for, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it's not down to detail and exact so that you get that feeling that you're forced to feel by the director, producer, which is successful a lot, but at times it does get pretty annoying.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, I stepped into it. You know, I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, you know, so I've watched everything from his Clerks all the way to his fucking, you know, Red State, you know, so I know, and even his Vulgar, not a lot of people know about Vulgar.
I don't know.
Vulgar's a fucking, like, it's about a clown and he ends up getting raped and fucking by dudes. It's crazy. It's a crazy movie. But a lot of people haven't watched it because they didn't hear about it. But I'm telling you guys right now, if you really want to check out a Kevin Smith movie that is really fucking dark, like dark, dark. Vulgar, you know, that brings out a side where you're like, oh my god, Kevin Smith did this? Man, he must be twisted fuck.
And of course, with most Kevin Smith movies, you gotta have some greenery in the background.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, he's versatile. I think he's versatile, you know? He does comedy, he does horror, he does, you know, fucking dark horror, and he gets the point across.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of people agree with me, but I think Kevin Smith's a real good fucking, you know, producer.
And I'm like a fan of Justin Long, too. Like, I liked Jeepers Creepers. I liked what he did in that.
Justin Long, yeah, he's a good actor.
He's a funny one.
He makes me laugh.
Guy, yeah.
Especially when he plays these, like, gay guys.
Oh, my God. When he did another Kevin Smith movie, Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah.
When he did that movie, when Justin Long was in it. That was the funniest 15 minutes I've experienced in a long time with him just, like,
Wasn't he with Ryan Reynolds or something?
No, I don't believe so.
No, that
was... He was with another guy.
That was Ted.
Yeah, that liked Mary. Mary liked him as in high school, but he made fun of her and called her Stinky Linky.
Yeah.
That was pretty, you know, funny, but Justin Long's character in that is fucking hilarious. He was, like, talking about gay porn movies, and then... he asked Seth Rogen what his preference was. He's like, "Do you like women?" Seth Rogen was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Well, not you." It was just fucking hilarious.
See, I think, like I said, Kevin Smith, I like him.
Yeah,
I like all his shit.
Very good at what he does.
You know, and Tusk, I recommend. I give that fucking 10 thumbs up. I love that movie. I've watched it 5 times already.
It was good. Yeah,
I'm gonna get out to the store. I'm gonna buy the DVD Blu-ray.
A lot of people didn't like it, but you know what? We have our own opinions. And
yeah, you know what? You want to talk about a shitty movie that came out for The Interview? Shitty movie. And not just because of the media scam shit and all that bullshit that they did, but just, you know, I don't even care about that. What's his name? Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. You know, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just, it was a poorly made movie. You know, I so much liked Pineapple Express better.
Yeah.
You know, it was a stoner pothead movie that we all can refer to.
That's true.
You know, this one was just like, ugh. Are you kidding me? Come on. Franco? Really? Yeah. Franco's played some good fucking roles in movies.
His character was like a purposely made douchebag in that movie.
Yeah, talk show host?
Just very purposely made, and they used a lot of modern technique, a lot of the modern songs in it, and stuff like that. I'm not hating on anybody that likes Katy Perry or anything like that. They can like whatever they want. It's just not my preference, and it's not what I expected them to lean towards. Like,
it was terrible.
The whole Backstreet Boys and the This Is the End, that was funny.
Yeah, at the end with his wish.
That was funny. But if you're gonna keep going with it, then it's just going to get old, you know? And it's just...
And that was pretty fucking
old. But that was a very original idea, and This Is the End. It did laugh my ass off the first time I saw it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was funny. They're old, too. But, you know, I really think that Franco could have done a hell of a better job character. Even Rogan, you know, he's a good actor, but he just plays the same role all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, stoner guy, I can relate.
yeah, I can relate too, but it's like you cookie cut the same character and put the same character in every movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could see, yeah, that's his persona, that's who Seth Rogen is, but it's like, dude, switch it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Stop pulling the same one-liners in every movie. Stop, I don't know, I like Seth Rogen, I'm definitely a James Franco fan, I like him.
I've been a fan of both of those guys since Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
That was a good show, and it really brought my childhood. I liked it.
Nice. So, yeah.
Moving on. We got a video game called Fatal Frame, which is...
I remember that. That was the camera game, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a good game.
It was for what system?
It was for PlayStation.
Was it PlayStation? Yeah. I thought they made a Fatal Frame for the 3DS.
Well, they made Spirit Camera, which is...
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, right? That's an off game. Like, okay. You know, a lot of the...
Same idea, though, right?
Same idea, yeah. But Fatal Frame is very well developed. It's a very good, creepy atmosphere.
Yeah.
When you're taking pictures of the ghosts, they're very in detail. And you just feel like you're there.
Yeah.
Now they will be making a movie based on the Fatal Frame series, and I don't have much details on the movie, but... I do know that I will be seeing it because I've been a fan of the Fatal Frame series for quite a while, and I love the whole, you know, ghostly atmosphere that they have, the dark atmosphere. It's never daylight.
Right, well, right.
It's daylight a couple times.
But I think I found the trailer. I think I found the trailer.
The
trailer for it, yeah.
I can't fucking speak.
I'll play it. Japanese?
Japanese? You wish they had subtitles, but it's all good.
She's whispering at pictures. See, I bet you this is making everybody wish that they could see what it is. Make sure you go on to YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
okay.
Fatal Frame the movie trailer. Now, is the one you're talking about, are they making it in in English, obviously, or is the one you're talking about this one?
I believe it might be that one.
This one?
But it might have, it's going to have subtitles.
English subtitles?
Yeah.
That shit's
creepy. Very creepy. I recommend, if you have time, to search this up. What is that fucking music?
I don't know. Love Ain't Easy, it's called.
I mean, it's not too bad, but don't add that to a horror movie.
Damn. It looks pretty good.
Typical
Japanese movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty creepy.
I wonder if they're meaning 2015. I hope so.
Yeah. So that was the trailer for that.
I will
it looked good, but I won't be running out the door to watch that anytime soon.
No.
What else we got going on in the story headlines?
Well, there is a New Zealand comedy horror called
It's called
Housebound. It's called Housebound.
Housebound.
Yeah. And it's a comedy horror film written and directed by Gerard Johnstone. And what happens is this woman, she's sentenced to house arrest at her mother's house. And she doesn't want to be there or anything, but she's sentenced to house arrest because, you know, fucking, you're being forced to be at a place that you don't want to be at. And, her name is Kylie, played by Morgana O'Reilly, and she is forced to stay at her mother's house, like I said, and the mother's name is Miriam, who is played by Rima Tiwiata. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I've never heard of her.
She's got to be some, like, Asian actor?
Perhaps, I'm not sure. Well, it was made in New Zealand, so... But that's...
I got Asians on the brain from the last fucking movie trailer.
Sorry. Got some of the Asians.
It sounds alright.
I like comedy horror, I like ghost stories, so if you're along the lines of comedy horror and ghosts, you know, you'll like it. Kind of like Ghostbusters, maybe in an adult form, you never know.
Ghostbusters, yeah. Can you believe they're doing a remake of that?
I heard, and I'm not sure who they have cast yet, because they're going back
and forth. I heard
that
it might be Channing Tatum.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. I read an article that they were thinking about making Channing Tatum a Ghostbuster to play, I think, Dan Aykroyd's character.
What the fuck?
Leave the Ghostbusters alone. Leave it alone. It's a classic. It's like Gremlins.
Yeah.
Are you going to fucking remake Gremlins?
I read an article in BloodyDisgusting.com that Ivan says that the movie won't disappoint, or the new director actually says that the movie won't disappoint or ruin our childhood dreams, so we never know. But
they're not going to have the same characters,
not
in
the
it.
Same characters, not the
so
same
it's
people.
So it's going to disappoint.
They might have, I'm not sure who they have yet, because it's you know, scheduled project, it's still going. The stars are going back and forth. I heard that Jonah Hill was doing it. I heard that Emma Stone was doing it. I was like, I'm not sure what's going on, you know. As soon as we get confirmation, we will let you know. But
because I'll be ranting about that, because that sort of irritates me.
Yeah, if they're still in the works, it'll probably make for like a 2016 or 2017 release. So we won't have information
until later.
Bottom line
is, they need to stop fucking
making remakes.
Our childhood movies, man. It just irritates me.
That's true.
I don't care. You want to make a little mini series about it, that's fine. Don't fucking remake the movie. You know?
Perfect.
I heard Gremlins was going to be a mini series, though. That's what I thought.
If it is, I'm not sure. I don't know what Zach said on the panel.
It's regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Fuck it. I'm pissed off. I don't like remakes.
Some are successful, but...
Some are.
I can't really list them out of my head, you know? I don't know. There's very few.
Right. Do you know, speaking of fucking remakes, I was thumbing through Netflix the other day, and that movie with Josh Brolin, Old Boy.
I saw the old one.
Remake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. And I'm going through like older movies and I see Old Boy and it was totally different. I'm like reading the what it's about and I'm like, oh my God, it's the same fucking thing.
And Samuel Jackson's in it too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Disappointment. Remakes. Can't we just come up with anything original anymore?
Exactly.
You know, I got millions of ideas in my head that's different from movies
too,
that are out there.
Why
don't they fucking make something like that? You know what I mean? If I can think about it, and I'm not a fucking director or producer, what makes you think that other people can't think of that shit?
Yeah.
Why remake? Why? You know?
You just never know. Like,
that's the question. If and whenever our fucking podcasts ever make it to iTunes...
You never know when it'll
happen.
It could happen.
I really think that you should send us a comment on our podcast. Go to our, what was it, pod? What the fuck was our pod shit? It was our main...
Because we went to a lot of websites.
Oh, man.
Because it was giving us
to get
many
this shit on there, I'm telling you right now, it was terrible. We belong to Podomatic. So, yeah, just leave a comment. If you want to subscribe, go to Podomatic. Look under Zcast. That's our main blog site. But go there and leave a comment on what you think about remakes. You know what I mean? Like, do you think they're good? Do you think they should stop doing them? What's your take on it?
Every time I do see a remake or a reboot, like as a preview when I'm at the movies or when I'm watching TV and
right.
I see it for the first time, I always end up rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
But that tells us how judgmental we can be, because sometimes reboots can be good where the director or producer completely rearranges the idea,
makes it
their own idea, but it still messes with the reboot itself. It's like, come on, you could just make your own movie, just put new ideas out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do the same ideas. I know it's a lot of ideas that you come
cliche.
Up with.
It's all
cliche. Yeah, it's been done before,
mm-hmm.
you know? And people, I understand people of the new generation would like to see that their actors, actresses, their new stars.
Yeah, but that's what kills me.
These
kids, these new generations, they watch the reboot and they're like, oh, this movie's so good. And we're like, we've had that out when we were kids.
For a long time, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
and
it's
you'll,
nothing new.
You'll talk about the actors or actresses that were in the original movie itself. And they don't know who they are. And I'm like, why the fuck am I talking to a 14-year-old to begin with?
Right. Did you... yeah, right. Can I check your ID? Excuse me, honey. Can I check your ID? What was I just going to say? See, I lost my train of thought. Fucking thinking here. My process,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I have no clue what I was going to say. Because I got sidetracked.
It's all good to see ADD kicking in on us.
The ADD.
But, another movie coming out, it actually came out, was Zombiever. You ever heard of it?
No.
It goes towards that Cabin Fever sort of, tone to it.
Yeah.
Where toxic waste from a major company spills
into water.
Beaver dam. Yeah, ends up spilling in a beaver dam and the beavers turn into zombies.
Oh my God.
Now that to me though... The person is trying to get original. It's never been done for beavers.
I know, zombie beaver. I don't think I've ever heard of
it. You just can't take it seriously. You gotta go in with an open mind and watch it. I've never seen it before, but I'm hoping to see it sometime. You know,
yeah.
It sounds like one of those fucking sci-fi originals. That
I was just gonna say, like Sharknado.
Yeah, that you look at and
which I've
you
never
can't
seen.
Help but change the channel because you're like,
yeah,
might be good, but I don't want it to waste my day.
I don't know, man. It seems like a lot of bullshit going out. You know, one of my favorite zombie movies, like comedy movies, is Cockneys versus Zombies. Have you watched that yet?
I still haven't seen it.
Dude,
no.
It's on Netflix. Watch it. It's really fucking hilarious. Like,
and when
cast,
I search zombies, like I'll see Cockneys versus Zombies. And I wanna.
You never watch
it. I gotta watch it with an open mind and a green brain.
You know what? Even if you don't have an open mind, it still follows the typical zombie, but it's fucking funny as fuck, man. Like, really funny.
Nice.
The punch, the taglines and the punchlines, and it's just, I don't know. I guess you got to have humor from the UK.
Okay.
Which, me and my wife, we watch a lot of UK shit. You know, we're big Simon Pegg fans and all them. You know, so we watch a lot of the UK shows, like the, you know, regular TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And just the UK's humor is way different than regular typical American humor.
So it's like Monty Python zombies.
Yeah, you gotta have UK type mindset when you watch it because it is funny.
That's good, like random humor that people aren't getting into nowadays.
Right,
you know?
Right. But yeah, so I mean, other than that, 2015's you know looks like it's bringing some good movies. Did you see the preview for that new Terminator Salvation?
I haven't. No.
That actually looks really good. They're still using the Cyberdyne. You remember mm-hmm. the corporation?
Mm-hmm.
But Arnold's in it.
Cool.
And now I don't know if it's him or him CGI him, but it's, you know, it looks like him. For what? Is that the fifth one?
I think. You see, you got Terminator, Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, Terminator Salvation, and this
what
is what
about,
Salvation
what's 2? Judgment Day, right? 2 was?
2 was Judgment Day, yeah.
That so
was
it's my 5, favorite. Right? This one, Salvation's 5?
Yeah. Is it called Salvation 2? Or?
No, I don't think it's Salvation. Hang on, let me tell you what it is. I think I'm giving everybody wrong information.
It's all good.
Hang on, it's the new Terminator. Hang on. Terminator Genisys.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, and my bad. It's Terminator Genisys.
It might not be too bad.
No.
And it seems like a really good, fucking movie. If I could find a trailer, I'll play it for everybody.
I remember really as good. A kid going to the stereo shop on Ridge Road, and Terminator 2 happened to be just coming out on VHS, yeah. And that shit was playing. And that was really loud. I loved it.
All right, here's the preview. Yeah, probably. It's got the fucking liquid one guy in there again, man.
Liquid nitrogen. 2000.
Yeah. I think it's upgraded there.
Next summer.
Oh, man. It's nice seeing Robert Patrick again. I see him, her again, too. Holy shit.
I don't think this is the right preview. Yeah, I don't think this is the right one. I'm just fucking up everything today.
It happens.
Why?
We had our little tradition before we...
Yeah, I know. See, I don't think I can fucking do it. Hang on. This might possibly be the right one. So, disregard that. Yeah, this is it.
I look at each of you.
Yeah.
And I see the marks of this long and terrible war.
I'm going to have Andy look up right now while we're listening to this, the cast. So we can give you the cast of it. On IMDb.
IMDb,
eh?
Mankind dies with us.
Yeah, this is the right one.
Said to Terminator back to the time before
look.
The war.
Arnold.
Kill my mother, Sarah Connor.
Sir, let me save her.
Cast looks right familiar. Now.
This is the end of the war.
All right, that's all you get right there, because I'm going to let you guys check it out for yourself. since I fucked it up, I played the whole wrong first one.
It's all good. It happens.
But
that first one did look pretty good.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, but it had all the, like, the old people, and we're like, I'm like, Edward Furlong doesn't look like that anymore.
I was wondering what the hell was going on.
Yeah, I'm like, he's older than that. He still looks like a kid. All right, so what do you got for cast?
Sarah Connor will be played by Emilia Clarke.
Okay.
Kyle Reese will be played by Jai Courtney.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator.
Nice.
That's good that they didn't change that shit. Tim will be played by Matt Smith.
Okay.
John Connor is going to be played by Jason Clarke. And J.K. Simmons is also going to be in it, kind of a fan of his.
He's the guy from Oz.
He's an older guy. He does those commercials, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. T-1000 is going to be played by Byung-Hun Lee, who has done movies such as I Saw the Devil, which is a fucking great movie if you happen to see it. It's one of those revenge thrillers. I believe it might be Korean or Japanese. I think it might be Japanese. I'm not sure. You know, but that is a really great revenge thriller. And T-800 will be played by Aaron V. Williamson.
Nice.
So not only are they going to have T-1000, but T-800. That's fucking awesome. It looks really cool. You know, once again, they're fearing Judgment Day.
Right.
They don't want that to happen with the robots taking over and shit.
Robots taking
over. Here's a little trivia for you, according to IMDb. The original choice for John Connor was Tom Hardy.
Oh, Bane!
Bane.
Yo, they should have picked Bane. Bane was a badass character. Remember, there's no drugs in here. Oh, I love the way he talks, man. Bane. That was from We're the Millers, but...
Yeah, We're the Millers. That's a good movie. I like it.
I just liked the way they... I actually read about how they did it, and they said that they did something with the audio. They, like, filtered it or something, but just the way he talked, you know, he had that, "Yeah, I'm not coming for you, Batman." You know,
it was creepy and robotic, you know? I liked it.
And he was jacked up. Yeah. That dude was jacked for that movie. The first beginning scene, you've watched it, right?
Yeah.
When they're in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, fucking badass-looking dude, man. Yeah. I mean, come on, he's the first dude to beat Batman, you know, pretty much, defeat him. He broke his fucking back. He broke his back in the comic book.
Right.
You know?
And
I was a fan of it because they followed the comic part of that. Hell, you know, just like in Spider-Man 2. Not the Tobey fucking Maguire one.
I can't stand that one.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
The one that came out.
Yeah.
That they filmed in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking movie, I loved it, you know, and the characters they had in that, too, you know, was a good movie. Sweet.
The way they portrayed Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, well, he followed the comic book, too, you know. Spoiler alert, you know, Gwen Stacy dies at the hands of Spider-Man. You know what I mean? He thinks he's saving her, and he snaps her fucking back.
Right.
Look how big the fall was.
I like how that happened. It was realistic. How you just said, look how big the fall was. She would have died. If she survived, that would have been really stupid.
But why? I don't know. Just to me, why would you shoot your web to try to catch her that far down that it's going to fucking snap her neck or spine or something?
Exactly. Well, you know how in movies, how they'll sit there and they'll save the girl because of that. And you'll happen to question the laws of gravity. You're like, she'd be dead instantly.
Yeah, I remember reading before they even, while they were starting to film the movie, when they just started doing it, I read that a lot of people knew that she was going to die because she had the same green jacket on in some of the pictures that they were showing that she had on in the comic book when she died, the issue that she died in. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's going to go that route. I know he will. I know he's going to follow the comic book. And I watched it, and he followed the comic book. I'm a fan of these two Spider-Mans. I like it so much better with, what the hell is his name?
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
You know, I think he makes a better Peter Parker. You know, just his acting, you know, how I just like him. He's a cool dude, you know what I mean? And he plays Spider-Man really, really well. Those are my favorite ones.
I did like The Amazing Spider-Man. I liked the old Spider-Man, too, because I feel that Sam Raimi was trying to get the message towards across that this guy loved Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Just the same as Gwen Stacy, but, you know, in a different point of view.
Yeah.
And I liked it because it also leaned towards comedy, but it wasn't too much comedy.
Right.
You know, and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was nice because he came up with those little quips for everyone that reminded you as if you were watching the cartoon. Like, they might have been cheesy quips, but they were nice. They were a little cliched, but they were also nice how Toby and Andrew, how they represented Spider-Man talking to the kids, or their sarcastic humor. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to put that in every Spider-Man.
Yeah, true, true. The only thing I could have that they could have done without, I think, I mean, I don't know, dude. I just, my opinion, remember, just my opinion, Paul Giamatti is a Reiner, or Rhino. The Reiner. The Rhino.
Right.
You know, if you're going to put him in the movie, put him in the fucking movie. You know, don't put a clip of him at the beginning and then not hear about him the whole fucking movie and then put a clip of him at the end.
Right.
I mean, that, to me, that's just so cheesy. Put him as a main villain.
But it could be a cliffhanger for the next one, if there is a next one. You know, you just...
Yeah, true. I'm hoping that they do, because just how they ended it was terrible. You know, the little kid comes out.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I'm not going to give this one away, so watch it. It's really good. Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield and, what's her name?
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
I really hope that they make a Zombieland 2, because I really liked Zombieland 1. I thought that
the humor that they used... My kids are a big fan of this.
Yeah, it's like, if you were living like Jesse did, or Emma did, or, you know...
Yeah.
Abigail or Woody, you would be in those kind of situations with each other where you would try and make friends with them and then you just wouldn't know who they are.
Right.
And it's kind of like how The Walking Dead does with the relationships between people.
Yeah, true.
You can become close to them, but you just never know. You know,
you always got to pretty much keep your guard up all the time.
Exactly.
You know? But and what kind of life is that to live that for the rest of your life with your guard
exactly.
up? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But hey, fuck it. You're in a zombie apocalypse. I mean, that's like the least of your problems. Worrying
right.
about, you know, having your guard up with your people. But, well, I mean, not the last of your problems, but you know what I meant.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Yeah, Zombieland was definitely a good movie. I remember when it first came out, I was sort of like, should I watch it? You know what I mean? Because it looked cheesy.
Right.
And then I watched it. It's really good. It's really
good.
I
like that amusement park.
That clown's scary as fuck, though, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm not a clown fan. Did you ever see Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I did. One of my favorite horror movies from back in the day.
Yes, it's one of my favorite horror ones, but it is one of my fucking, like, nightmarish ones. Like,
exactly.
That big clown at the end I hate.
Yeah.
You know, the one on the puppet strings?
The big-ass ones, yeah.
And then that one that is at the restaurant. With the little girl building the balloon animals.
Okay, yeah.
He's just creepy as fuck. They're all creepy.
Exactly.
But
I'll never eat cotton candy the same again.
I know that shit. Crazy. But that's one of my favorite, you know, cult classics.
I liked how they went all around the town, too. Like, they didn't just stay in one place.
Right.
They could have stayed in the carnival tent. They could have stayed in one person's house. Yet they went all around.
Speaking of that carnival tent... From the outside, it looked so small, and then when you got in it, there's like rooms and floors.
Right.
And
that old guy was funny. He was like, "Boomer!"
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that? I thought that guy, when I first seen it, was the dude from Fraggle Rock, but it wasn't.
No.
This is a different guy.
Old people do look alike.
They do. But they all have a fucking dog, like a bloodhound dog.
I know, right?
And they carry a shotgun. But, yeah, Killer Clowns Out from Outer Space, that's a really good fucking cult classic.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely recommend that one. But,
many comedy alien movies, you know, take the influence off that.
Yeah, yeah. But, we're coming up on almost the 50-minute mark here, so, we're probably gonna end it for this episode 2.
End with the close.
End with the close. Any last words for the close? Before we go,
I just
want
to thank.
Any recommendations for anything?
I'm not sure, like, about the movies coming out this year. I am very excited to see. I pretty much caught up with all my horror news, except for Walking Dead. I still got to catch up on that, you know. Now that AMC is having their marathons, you know, I can either watch that or Netflix. I do have Netflix. And that's how a lot of people catch up with shows nowadays.
Yeah, but I don't think Walking Dead season 5 is on.
I really got to catch up. I really got a lot of episodes to watch, and I'm just a fucking idiot for missing
all of them. He called himself a fucking idiot. But,
it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. Episode 2, Z-Cast. We'll be back next Saturday, the 10th, with your weekly news and on horror, you know, TV, movies.
Oh, yeah, and if you want anything, you know, for us to talk about, us to joke about, just go ahead and comment.
Yep, just visit our Podomatic under Z-Cast at Podomatic. And hopefully we'll see if there's any new video games coming out with either horror or zombies, and we'll let you know. All right, so thanks again for listening. We appreciate it. I'm Steve.
I'm Andy.
And you're listening to Z-Cast Live and streaming every Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Take it easy.
Peace.
See you.